There was a silence between them, the distant drone of a lawnmower.
"You ought to tell her," Rosemary said softly. "Paul, too. You really must."
Jack was squatting on the walkway now, making little piles of gravel, letting stones sift and cascade from his fingers.
"It's not my place to say anything, I know that. But Nora ought to know about Phoebe. It isn't right that she doesn't. It isn't right what she's had to believe about us all this time, either."
"I told her the truth, that we're friends."
"Yes, and we are. But how could she believe it?"
David shrugged.
"It's the truth."
"Not the whole truth. David, in some weird way, we're connected, you and I, because of Phoebe. Because I know that secret. The thing is, I used to like that. Feeling special because I knew something no one else did. It's a kind of power, isn't it, knowing a secret? But lately, I don't like it so much, knowing this. It's not really mine to know, is it?"
"No."
David picked up a lump of dirt and crumbled it between his fingers. He thought of Caroline's letters, which he'd carefully burned when he moved into this house.
"I suppose it's not."
"So, you see? You will? Tell her, I mean."
"I don't know, Rosemary. I can't promise that."
They sat quietly in the sun for a few minutes, watching Jack try again to turn cartwheels on the grass. He was a towhead, agile, naturally athletic, a boy who liked to run and climb. David had come back from West Virginia set free from the grief and loss he'd locked away all those years. When June died, he'd had no way to give voice to what had been lost, no real way to move on. It was unseemly even to speak of the dead in those days, so they had not. They had left all this grieving unfinished. Somehow, going back had allowed him to settle it. He had come home to Lexington drained, yes, but also calm and sure. After all these years, he'd finally had the strength to give Nora the freedom to remake her life. When Jack was born, David set up an account for him in Rosemary's name, and one for Phoebe in Caroline's name. It was easy enough. He'd always had Caroline's social security number, and he had her address, too. It had taken a private investigator less than a week to find Caroline and Phoebe, living in Pittsburgh in a tall, narrow house near the freeway. David had driven there and parked on the street, meaning to go up the steps and knock on the door. What he wanted was to tell Nora what had happened, and he couldn't do that without telling her where Phoebe was. Nora would want to see their daughter, he was sure, so it wasn't only his own life he might change, or Nora's, or Paul's. He had come here to tell Caroline what he was hoping to do. Was it the right thing? He didn't know. He sat in the car. It was dusk, and headlights flashed off the sycamore leaves. Phoebe had grown up here, the street so familiar she took it for granted. The sidewalk pushed up by the roots of a tree, the caution sign quivering slightly in the wind, the rush of traffic. All of these would be for his daughter, emblems of home.